Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Tin City Radio.
Plantation, man, so I just figured what the hell.
I ain't mad at you.
Like you working like a slave.
Shit, there's a plantation up in that motherfucker. Them motherfuckers don't care. Do this shit or take your ass home.
Uh-oh.
I'm picking cotton like a motherfucker in that bitch.
It's crazy.
I'm just saying.
Mhm. All right, man. We gotta get these shirts underway, man. I'm looking at on Facebook, man. I see my guy. He got all hoods shirts. He done made shirts for every hood. So whatever hood you from, that motherfucker got it. So I figure, man, we gotta come out with these Sin City shirts quick.
I'm about to go in there and check him out.
I don't know.
Got Ivanhoe on there?
Yeah, but he named it the Wild Wild Jets. I've never been too fond of that name. I mean, I remember during the, you know, the little Kumo D era, they called it that, but I really wasn't too fond of that name.
It's always been Pojet.
Right. Yeah. I'd rather you put that on there. But
that's what it's always been.
Right. Shout out to my boy Diaz. I mean, I like the concept, man. He got something on there. He got from every hood. I got to give him that. He got every hood on now.
Mello?
I'm pretty sure he do. Let me see. I'm looking. What did they even call Mello?
It was always the Mello Project. They never really had a name.
Right, they ain't really had no gang out in Mello. Mello wasn't no gang.
So what, this was for gangs or something, T-shirt?
I mean, I'm just saying, he ain't really had no hood. Y'all was like doctors and lawyers and all that shit. Neil worked.
Right. Oprah lived over there.
Right. Yeah, I'm saying the beach. Put a picture of the beach on there. That's about all they can do. Yeah. You thought of Miller, you thought of going to the beach.
That's
okay.
It. That's all what Miller was about.
Yeah, going to the beach.
All you can say is, hey, man, I'm about to go to Miller. You automatically knew you was going to the beach.
Right. Oh, hey, dog, I'm going to be at Miller. Oh, shit. You going to, nigga, let me roll to the beach with you. First thing, come on, motherfucking mouth. Let me roll to the beach with you, dog.
Okay, that's still the hood. Y'all say they hood shirts. That was my hood, part of where I grew up. I just thought they had shirts for all the hoods.
Well, we gonna
they probably just
one.
Say Miller.
Right.
Sure he got a Miller shirt. He got to have a Miller shirt.
Nah, he got
you
no
know,
Miller
you...
He no Miller shirt on that, dog. I just checked it. Now he said you can get your shirt custom made. I mean, I guess you can put a picture of the beach on there.
You know what? Mello was just more. It was more than people actually lived out in Mello. Thank you. It was more
Mello
than
kind
of
like the rich people, though. You know, Mello. They had a mother and a father in the house.
Right.
That in other areas too. That wasn't just Mello.
Yeah, but you really ain't hear no tough motherfuckers coming out of Mello. Like when I was little, I used to hear like all right, you know, you go down, the East Side Bleeds, all right, you had Lionel Blair and them, I used to hear them names. I never heard no name out of Mello. Everybody wanted to call themselves big folks. Like, what? It was a big
thing. You actually mentioned Lionel Blair name on here, man?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm sorry he beat you up, but I'm saying, when you said...
Motherfucker ain't never beat me up. What you talking about?
I mean, what I'm saying is
saying
like...
That motherfucker.
When you said his name, you automatically... You knew Eastside. You heard that name. I mean, you heard Ivanhoe. When you said Ivanhoe, you thought about Big George and them. Or Elvin and them. You said Miller, you didn't. All you thought about was the beach.
And Oprah.
Damn. Oprah did not live in Miller.
Oprah had
a house in Miller.
Yeah.
Off the beach.
That's what Stedman got caught fucking that one chick at. I mean, that was the rumor.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly.
Exactly.
Y'all really think y'all really think Stedman wasn't hitting nothing? Shit, Oprah over there trying to fuck Denzel. Fuck it.
Okay, now y'all making stuff up.
Ain't nobody making that up. That's the truth.
Oprah was trying to hit Denzel. I've never heard that one.
That's what I say. I have never heard that.
Come on, man. Y'all know damn well. But y'all think Oprah a woman too? She got needs, wants, desires.
I don't know, man. She fucking around with what's his face, and he gets all outdoors. So
you said what?
I don't know. She fucking around with Tyler Perry now.
Yeah, well, see, now that's I can believe that. I can believe that. You know,
yeah,
he's gay.
Yeah, but shit, I mean, shit, it's Hollywood. That's how I be, dog. I fuck out there gay.
Who said he gay? Did he say he was gay?
Come on, the dude has, I won't say he's gay, he just shows a lot of gay tendencies, I'll say that.
Okay.
I mean, you know, he wear dress makeup. I'm just saying.
Have you ever tried it? Maybe it's sexy. Maybe you need to try
shit.
It.
Shit. I'll leave that shit to him.
Right.
I will leave it up. I heard this new play is pretty good, though. I haven't watched it yet, but I heard it's pretty good.
What's your new play?
He got a play called Madea Gets a Job or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah, I heard about it.
Madea again?
Yeah,
he
got a new Madea out.
Yep.
Came out last year.
But now, you know what?
Earlier this year.
All bullshit aside, I'd rather watch Madea than any of that other shit. Well, with the exception of this last movie he put out. I can't remember the name of it, but...
Alex Cross?
Yeah, he was trying to be an action hero. He need to stick to Madea. But
I thought he did pretty good. I thought the movie was pretty good.
Now, the one thing that, I mean, the one thing I did like about the movie, and let me go on record as saying, the only reason that a black man wasn't depicted in that movie because he was the star. If it had been anybody else, he'd have been a little bald-haired black dude from Law and Order. Go ahead on, bald-haired black dude from Law and Order. Everybody watch the Boondocks know what I'm talking about. You know, you got the ball.
Pretty good.
You got the bald head dude from Law and Order. Then you got the Shamar Moore looking motherfucker. I mean, it always happens. You know, man, he depicts the black man as being like the worst motherfucker on the planet.
I don't know, man. This is where I thought he was gay at, man. I've seen just about all his plays. You know, most of his movies. I haven't seen all of them, but I've seen most of them. You ever notice he always got them big buff-ass motherfuckers on there with their shirts off? Think about it. Every time you see the black dude, he always big than a motherfucker, like he just got the joint, and he always taking his shirt off, and he always in the scene with the dude.
The Shamar Moore motherfucker, I'm telling you. Always got his shirt off. And you know, it's always something real dark. And he got a negative thing against the dark skinned brothers, too. Because it's always the dark skinned brothers that the dog ass nigga to get fucked in the end.
I ain't never really paid attention to that.
All his movies didn't turn out like that.
You said what?
All his movies didn't turn out like that.
Okay, which one didn't? Other than Alex Cross.
Madea Goes to Jail. Didn't depict men. That was the women. That was more the women going to jail and stuff.
Yeah, but a man did something. I'm not sure what he did, but a man did something in that.
No,
movie.
He actually didn't. All right.
I gotta agree with you, man. The dude got out of jail.
The dude, the one helped her get out of jail. She assumed he did.
One.
She tried to assume he knew what happened, but he didn't.
Okay,
well,
1 out of 5. All right, cool. About time. Shit.
The family that prays.
You said what now?
Yeah, it is 1 out of 5.
The family that prays.
I couldn't hear you. Say
that
again.
Which one is that? Which one was
that? That was the one where Alfred Woodard and what's the white lady's name?
Lynn Whitfield. That was Lynn Whitfield.
Yeah, he had the men. I don't know, because one of the men was, I don't know, that one was half and half.
Okay,
wait a minute. Hold on.
No, that was the one with Finale.
She left a dog-ass man. That's what happened. She left a dog-ass brother.
Yeah.
That's why she went down there.
Okay, hold on, y'all.
Hey, what movie are y'all talking about?
I never even heard what movie she said. What movie did you say?
The Family That Prays.
The Family That Prays. That dog ass bitch. That man. Come on.
Wait, who was the dog? Who was the dog ass? It was the white boy.
It was the girl, though. He was depicting the girl as being the dog.
Yeah, but she was.
Hey, hold on.
She had a good man at home.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second. I need to refresh my memory. I'm trying to remember. What was the plot?
Okay, I'm finna tell you.
Okay.
Is this the one with the black and the white girl? I mean, the black girl, Sinead Lathan, and the white dude?
Right.
Yeah.
They were lawyers or some shit?
Yeah.
But
they
were.
She was cheating on her husband.
Firm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I got it. She was cheating on her husband.
Yeah, but
and the little baby wasn't even his. Wasn't even her husband's child.
But hold on now, hold on. She cheated on him because in her eyes, he wasn't shit.
Right, he wasn't good enough for her.
Right.
But now, wait a minute. I thought we were talking about black men being depicted in a fucked up way.
Why the man had to be fucked up? Why she had to be breadwinner?
That just depicts him as being
fucked up.
That motherfucker had a dollar in the dream.
He was working. He had a job. He just didn't have the type of job she wanted him to have. Or
well, he wanted to start his own business. But she wanted to control everything.
Like I said, all that motherfucker had was a dollar in a dream.
Okay, well, we're not supposed to cut down all our brothers with a dollar in a dream, right? Sometimes we're supposed to uplift them brothers, right?
I agree with you wholeheartedly. But shit, Tyler Perry don't. See, we on the same page. It's that motherfucker Tyler Perry to be tripping.
I don't agree. He was depicting that man as a hard-working man who was there for his family, and she wasn't shit. That's how
right.
I saw it.
That's how I saw it, too.
Yeah, but then who he had to come to get the money? He had to come to her because he ain't had no money. Why the brother couldn't have no money?
Because, like you said, he got a dollar in dreams. I got 50 cents in a nightmare.
Exactly. It's it.
50 cents in a nightmare.
See?
But that's true, though. He did have to go to her for everything.
He
needed her to front the money for the business. Come on,
but
now.
That's how she wanted it. That's how she set it up. When they was at the wedding of the other people, you know what I'm saying? She,
You're missing the point, though.
Fucking... Okay.
You're missing the whole point. How come he couldn't write, she had to come to him? Why he had to go to her?
I didn't miss the point. I said that's how she wanted it. That's how she set it up.
No, that's how she.
No, I'm saying why he didn't write it like that though. He wrote
that's
it.
How,
why he had to write the brother down?
Okay.
He wanted to depict the black man hard. The black man had to depend on the woman. Black man couldn't do shit on his own. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, that dude black, but he don't like black people.
That's how I felt about Chris Rock for a long time.
No, you don't like black men. You said that's how you feel about who?
I said for a long time I felt that way about Chris Rock.
Chris Rock?
I don't necessarily feel that way anymore, but when I was younger, yeah, that's how I felt about him. I felt like he was a white man's black man. Like, you know what I'm saying? He was trying real hard to, you know,
impress them.
Yeah, to impress them and get the respect of white people versus, you know, other
I
people.
Never saw that in Chris.
He could be always say, you know what I'm saying? And it's true, Mary, I'm saying I love black people, but I hate niggas. You know what I'm saying? That's just, why? Why?
There's a lot of niggas out here I can't stand.
I know. There's a lot of niggas out here.
Right, he ain't say nothing but the truth. I love black people, but some of you niggas, I can kill you motherfuckers.
Well, I said when I was younger, I kind of, you know, have grown up and see him in a different light now. That was back in the day.
I never got that about Chris Rock.
Me neither. You know, she be on that black empowerment movement all the time.
You probably was listening to Queen Latifah back then, weren't you?
Exactly. There she goes, ooh, ladies first. Why, I was so happy when Willie D made that song, Ladies First. Who the fuck made up that shit?
Whatever.
I'm just saying,
oh man, did you go see the Wayans movie, man? That shit was funny as a motherfucker.
Nah.
Please tell me somebody saw it.
Nope.
Oh, y'all gotta go see that shit. That shit is fucking hilarious.
Nah.
I don't like them Wayans motherfuckers, but that shit was funny than a motherfucker.
Now hold on, man. You don't like the Wayans?
I don't think they should be funny, man.
Now,
but
that
one
got gay tendencies. Motherfucking Sean Wayans, that nigga got faggot tendencies, I declare.
One of them is gay, but I don't know which one it is. Is it
Miley
or Sean?
Sean. Sean was always.
Hold on.
One of them is actually gay, like in real life, but I don't know which.
I ain't never heard that before.
I've never heard that before. This has been said. This has been said that one of them's gay.
Yeah. One of them is gay. And I think it's Marlon. I think it's the youngest one, Marlon. I don't even think it's Sean. I think Sean acts like that, like he gay, but I think it's Marlon. But I'm going to look it up.
I think Sean is in the motherfucking. If he's not the one, then he's in the closet. He's motherfucking, what's his name? He trapped in the closet.
it might be Marlon.
Movie.
It could be.
Like, think about White Chicks.
You
remember White
Chicks. You don't
ever
see
him
with no woman. Have you ever seen Marlon Wayans with a girl? Marlon Wayans.
The Haunted House, he was with a woman. He was with a woman in Haunted House.
He was always trying to get with a woman on the show.
Sean is always the one
wearing them skin tight muscle shirts. Sean is always the one that, you know what I'm saying, like think about White Chicks when they were taking the pictures so that they could get transformed. Well, first of all, it was his idea to go undercover as the women. He portrayed the woman way better than Marlon did. Marlon was still, you know what I'm saying, kind of manly and mannish about it. You know what I'm saying? But Sean played the female real good. And then think about when he took the pictures, how, you know what I'm saying, he do the little homegirl face or whatever you want to call it. Sean got tendencies.
That goes back to what I said about a lot of these actors. I mean, you got to believe that a lot of them.
Jamie Foxx got tendencies too, if you ask me.
Wait a minute, hold on. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's happening?
Hey, Selena.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, ma'am. I am absolutely fine.
Good.
Now, I want to get back to Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx.
I love Jamie. Jamie is talented, and I love Jamie Foxx, but he has tendencies, if you ask me.
I've never seen Jamie Foxx. Maybe, I mean, at that Warner shit, but that's about
well, now,
it.
Hold on now. Now, which McCall did put him on blast a couple of weeks ago?
Who?
Cat Williams. He put him on blast, said, I'll bring his boyfriend out. I know who his boyfriend is. I mean, he, because, you know, they was like, well, is this like a skit? Of, you know, you know, he like, I'm dead motherfucking serious. I don't know if he did this, we just talking shit, but
speculating right now, but
yeah, we just pretty much speculating. But now he did come off. He said, I will bring he's like, and Jamie Foxx know it. He was like, I will bring his boyfriend onto the show. They was on like this little, he was on the radio show. And he was like, hey, I'll bring him on the show. Now tell Jamie Foxx to deny it.
Yeah, I heard Jamie get more dick than the actresses.
I
have a family member that, you know, he's in the industry somewhat, and he said Jamie Foxx get all the dick and Jada Pinkett get all the pussy.
They say
both
of them. I heard they got an open relationship.
Who
I heard that they do have an open relationship.
Yeah, they do. They said she be strong warming bitches.
Somebody
say Busta
Rhymes.
Me and
Jada need to hook up.
You ain't got to worry about what's
happening, though. God damn.
I ain't down with that open relationship shit. Fuck that.
Shit. Now we're
not going to try it. But I heard they got a straight up, like, she do who she want to do, he do who he want to do.
Yeah,
and they cool with it.
Well, it might not be like that. It might be that she's able to go be with women, and maybe he able to go be with other women. Some people are okay with that.
He's gay.
That
motherfucker is
gay.
That motherfucker is gay. Y'all ever seen a movie called 6 Degrees of Separation?
Okay,
that
now hold on.
Gay.
That is a movie.
It's a movie, man. If my thing is this, if he actually got you to believe that he's a fag because you watched that movie.
Then he's a great actor.
Then he did his job. He did his job as an actor. If he got you,
man,
like
that motherfucker,
gay.
Well, he should have got an Oscar because he acted his motherfucking ass off.
I mean,
you know what? Lots of men have done feminine parts. You know what I'm saying? Have played the role.
Not
of
that
woman.
Good, though. Not as good as him. He should have got a fucking Oscar.
Well, Sean Wayne.
You have never seen a man portray a gay guy as good as he did in that motherfucking movie.
What movie?
6 Degrees of Separation.
Me personally, I've never watched the movie. I've never watched it when they said that he was kissing a man and all this. Now, I've heard him talk about it, and he was like, it was cameras, you know, it was camera magic that made it look like it was what it was. I don't know. I never watched the movie, but my thing is this. If he got you off that movie believing that he's gay, then I think he did a hell of a job.
I told you he could get an Oscar.
A lot of people thought Chris Tucker was gay after he did the Fifth Element, but it was a movie.
Now his big, and he got a big-ass gap like a woman. That's why I say Will Smith gets be done in the butt. I ain't even seen him.
Wait. Hold on, Selena, baby. You say he got a gap.
Yeah, like you get fucked a lot in the booty.
Well, I've never paid attention to him, nor will I ever pay attention to that part.
That's because you're a man. You're a man. You've seen
right.
A woman's gap, right? The women know what I'm talking about, that one gap when the bitch screw too damn much. Her booty is super jelly booty. Bitches who screw a lot. He got one of them.
So in other words, he don't fart, he just whistle.
Right.
Well, he fooled me, man. I walked away from the movie saying that motherfucker gay.
I love him, though. I love him. I want him damn
weed. Well, you see, that's how I feel about Jamie Foxx. I think he is one hell of an actor. He's very talented. You know what I mean? He depicts all of his roles he does to the fullest. But I believe he's gay. I mean, so what? To each his own, but.
Well, that motherfucker is talented. That motherfucker is very talented.
I think that's why they be wearing them tight pants so much now to keep their butts from not looking so feminine.
I don't know, man. Nowadays, though, that shit, I think it's fashionable to be gay, man. I mean, you got all these stars kissing each other.
Exactly.
You know, Lil Wayne kissing motherfuckers on stage and all that kind of shit. That's fashionable.
But the killer thing. It's a lot of gay shit. It's a lot of down low brothers around here. I can name some of them. I know that, like, you know what I'm saying, women, I mean, that, you know, go both ways, but be portraying, you know what I'm saying, got a lot of chick shit, got a lot of kids. They just like that.
I'm glad I don't know nobody like that.
Do y'all know I am looking on this site and it say 10 allegedly gay males. Busta Rhymes is number one.
What? Please don't hurt my feelings because I love this. Ooh. That was
Busta Rhymes is gay.
It says the 10 most allegedly gay males. And Busta Rhymes is number one. Red Man is on here.
Red Man?
I don't believe Red Man.
I'm telling you who on here. Red Man, Busta Rhymes, LL Cool J.
No.
Of course, Tyler Perry on here.
Yes.
Tyler Perry should have been first.
John Legend.
You know what? I saw John Legend live. If he's gay, I'm sad. I saw that motherfucker perform live.
I'm just saying who on this site. But, yeah.
Who else they got?
Tyson Beckford, that model.
Yeah, I could see him.
Neo. He looks
good. Yeah.
Neo. Who else? Let's see. LL. Tyler Perry. Puffy is on here.
Puffy.
Sean Diddy. And Russell Simmons. I'll be feeling like he down low.
I don't believe it. Not no Russ Simmons. Him or LL,
you don't think
I just
Russell
don't
Simmons?
Buy.
Yeah.
No, him or LL.
I could go for that. I can hear Puffy up behind him talking about take that.
knew somebody was going to say it.
People
just see because they had these kids don't mean they don't get down on them. Though, like Russell Simmons, you was with Kamora. I think he just got with her. He wanted some kids. You know what I'm saying? They had an arrangement. I felt like that was an arrangement. When the arrangement was over, she was able to go on about her business.
No, I don't
believe it. Because just like I told my cousin about the Jamie Foxx shit, he said something about Russell, too, that he be coming out in the cellar's hard. I mean, talking about buying them houses for that booty hole. And if they don't give it to him, I know it's one particular guy who was a model. No one ever heard from him again as far as he blackballed him because he wasn't going. But he took the gift. You know what I'm saying? He took the gift. But then when it was time to get down with old Russell boy, he said he wasn't going. So, shit, there goes his little modeling career.
Hold on. I think we got Mother Nature on the line.
Yes. How y'all doing?
All right. What's going on? Okay. You know, Selena, man, you don't agree on a lot of things, but I kind of feel what you're saying. Because think about it. Puffy didn't have a lot of one-hit stars.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, all right, motherfucker, I done made you this hit.
I don't want to say the show that my boy was on because I don't know. He could be somebody to somebody know. But he told me a guy came to him, you know, one of the gay dudes, a big beautician who do the stars here and shit, and cut him a check for $25,000. He said, nah, man, I already know what y'all want. He said, boy, you better take this check because I know BET ain't paying you shit, you woo woo whatever. So he didn't take the check, and he didn't take it. Clearly, because he's back in the G, you know what I'm saying, back and forth. But he just said that's how Russell Simmons came at this, you know, one of his colleagues, modeling colleagues, and said he was buying them shit, buying them a car, and, you know, just sending stuff to the thing and shit. When it was time for him to come to that house to get, you know, pay his dues for what Russell had gave him, he was like, shit, I ain't gay. And shit said, yeah. Russell, sure he won't get another damn money. And it's been over 3 years, he said. Now, every time I see him, I always ask him about it. And
Selena, is it a lot of tension in his house now?
Nah, not enough.
Okay, I was just asking.
They said Quincy Jones is the gayest motherfucker in Hollywood.
Who?
Yeah.
Quincy Jones.
Oh, Quincy Jones.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Pac even put that out there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. See, they said Clive Davis gay. Like,
yeah, they say he's bisexual. But now you gotta think about it. Clive Davis has put on a lot of goddamn people.
Oh yeah. So basically, he just really telling on them because he know he ain't too far from kicking the damn bucket.
Right, Clive Davis. Damn. Well, hold up. Clive Davis the one that gave Busta Rhymes that big record contract when he first came out. Put your hands on your eyes, your feet, and all that. Oh, not Busta, Busta.
Eddie Murphy go both ways.
Eddie Murphy like he got some shit right here, right now. He look like he's a kid. He looks bad on his damn makeup. He looks nasty.
Well, you gotta figure out that you know now a lot of times we say that a lot of people look bad and all this, but we do gotta realize these people are getting older. He didn't look like he did on Raw.
It's a different old than looking bad. He look like a fucking, that little nasty piece of Mary Jane candy that don't nobody eat.
God, he looks disgusting.
Eddie Murphy was the first one to wear tight pants on stage.
Exactly.
From that damn Raw shit.
He was the first motherfucker
to wear tight ass leather.
Hold on, y'all. It was fashionable back then. I mean, you wanted one of them red leather suits when Delirious came out.
No, you did. Like, I'm just...
That's the See, I wasn't even talking to you.
I'm just bullshitting. But think about it. Remember they said he was scoring with Johnny Gill? His wife said he was scoring with Johnny Gill.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, but she could have been a woman scoring.
Remember that video he had? What was it? Eddie Murphy made?
Party All the Time.
Yeah, I said, who was the video dancer? Who was in the video? Johnny Gill.
No, that was Rick James. Rick James was in that video too.
Okay.
That was Rick James.
Has anybody ever heard the song with Bustin featuring Rick James?
Yeah, it was a remix of one of Rick James' songs.
Yeah, that's my jam. That shit hurts my feelings.
Hey, I'm a Busta Rhymes fan. I just can't believe it.
Right.
Think about it. Busta Rhymes, they played him. They made the boy say Busta because he getting his ass busted.
But like I said,
put an image in my head. I did not need.
I can believe that with Puffy because just think about it, man. You got a lot of motherfuckers. I mean, Puffy got a lot. I mean, he can make a Bad Boy album because he got a lot of one-hit wonders on that. I mean, shit, he probably got in Black Rob's room, put his dick out. Black Rob was like, whoa.
Whoa.
Hey.
And think about it. Why would Maze just leave?
Yeah.
I'm going to place in your ass. I need Jesus.
He came back, and didn't do a damn thing.
Okay, so remember, have anybody read the Superhead book? No.
Mm-hmm. I never read it. I mean, I heard excerpts from it, but it was garbage.
But she said something in there about Puff Daddy, about him getting done in the butt. But it was the guy that was always with him, and she could tell that they was lovers. And how does she? He was when Puffy was getting dressed, the dude was just looking at him like he was just the most wonderful things that he ever seen. Everybody know that was what's his name? Bentley Follinsworth.
Oh, Follinsworth Bentley.
Hell yeah.
Boyfriend. I don't motherfucker.
Yeah, he paid him to do that shit. You just look at me, motherfucker. I'm gonna pay you to look at me.
And then now they were screwing. But I'm saying Superhead and Puffy got into it because they didn't do it that night or some shit, and she was like, his thing was little, and she said she had him on video tape with a finger in his butt, some shit. He's gay. Puffy gay. And his thing little.
I was just looking at a lot of them old videos like G-Def. I'm like, damn, whatever happened to that dude? Like, G-Def, you know, Puffy came up to him with that special delivery. I think. But then, you know, the fucked up part is that everybody go to prison and fucking with Puffy. Black Rob gone to prison. Shine went to prison. G-Def gone to prison. Puffy don't look out for them motherfuckers for shit. Y'all ain't giving up that booty.
That's not even heard from no more. Whatever happened to the damn Making the Band crew? What happened to Total?
Well, you know, they were dykes anyway, except
they
the one.
Each other, right?
Except that one. Now, the one she married, Omar Epps. But then they say the other two were.
He's gay too.
Omar Epps? Why not Omar Epps? I think Omar Epps is a hell of an actor.
Just the way he walks.
Omar Epps is not gay. No fucking way.
Q ain't gay.
Yeah, why is Q, nigga?
I mean, he was Q and Juice, girl. He couldn't be gay.
I know.
That's Q.
Hey, Q.
Hey,
Q. Yo, Q.
Hey, Q.
Q
was talking to Lil Rambo, not the chick. He can't be gay.
But it's funny. The thing is, everybody's saying who's not gay, but like I said, I know a lot of people that's gay that's down low brothers right now out here with no money. Well, shit, to be in the club making the rain for the hoes, will be going home with his homeboy at night, getting get fucked up in the streets. So hey, they out here. They
not
mad.
Yet. Not
I don't know nobody out. I don't know nobody like that.
No.
I'm so glad.
No, I don't. It's some gay motherfuckers out here.
Yeah, okay.
I'm pretty sure it is, but I don't know none of them. None of my friends don't get down like that.
No.
You don't know him, shit.
Because
they high-fiving you.
No, I know my boys. I know my boys. They don't get down like that. No.
All right, now, okay. I got, hold on now, Selena. I got to agree with him 110 on that one. Now, I don't know nobody. We might be some assholes. We might do a lot of fucked up shit, but I don't think none of us have got down like that.
You ain't hearing what I'm saying. I ain't saying per se your homeboy, but I'm saying at the same time, you ain't never went home and fucked with him. You don't know how freaky your motherfucker is. And then, you know what? And it's actually, I heard it's really not about sex. It's all about power. It's the real conceited ass motherfuckers. They just gotta have it all. That's my theory of the shit. The motherfuckers that I do know get down like that. They just want it all. This nigga think I'm fat too. Shit, I can take him in this bitch. Hey.
No. I've been called conceited, but I don't think I've ever been to that point where I just, well, damn. He looking cute in them jeans. Nah.
No. I nigga what? I'm saying they out here don't be sleep on them.
No doubt. Because I mean now, and I had one to actually, approach. Like, you know, like I don't mean no disrespect. I'm not, you know, dude. Hold on before you even finish your sentence. I don't go that way. I don't. Please move. He walked away. Never said nothing else to me. I thought he was pretty goddamn bold to walk up to me.
That's because there's so many that's so normal. But they don't.
No, but you know what?
Man, that'd have been a fucking fight, man.
I mean, like I said, you know what? It could have been, but the fucked up part about it is that, dog, it was more them than me. You know what I'm saying? It was more gay dudes around than it was straight men. I'm sitting there like, I'm at the wrong motherfucking gas station. This motherfucker just pulled a motherfucking pump.
That's fucked up, man. I hate to get that call, man. Talking about, man, that motherfucker got jumped by some gay dudes. We got to roll.
Hell yeah, we got to roll. We got to roll hard. Bring all your pistols. Everyone, we unloading everything.
They out here,
goddamn. Oh, that shit is funny as hell.
I swear somebody got a bunch of gay
dudes whooping your ass at the gas station.
These dude tapers, they out here.
I never let that shit die. I'll keep that shit going forever. Till we die. Remember, mm-hmm. You got your ass whooped by them fags at the gas station.
That's one joke you ain't gonna keep cracking.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm riding that motherfucker to the day I die.
That would be real soon. At some point,
Don't call me and tell me.
At some point, I know I couldn't take it no more. What I'll say, let another motherfucker crack a joke.
Oh, man.
hey, for real, I'm serious. I would have been just like, seriously, I couldn't take that joke. That was one joke. I mean, I know we boys, I know we homies. But that's one joke I couldn't take. Hey, man, stop it. Just stop.
Let it go.
Don't say it no more.
Shit, I'm going to keep that shit going. We'd be 80 years old drinking on some motherfucking lemonade. I'm still going to bring that shit up.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you remember in 2013 in fact, you put your ass at the bar?
Eat your ass and do some pink skin on you when they was done.
he said he gonna Claude Murray you from life. Y'all gonna be them two old motherfuckers still talking shit to each other.
Man, shit. One of us ain't gonna make it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm going to see me on First 48. Well, what happened? I couldn't take it no more. That's just one joke. I couldn't take no more. For real.
Let's just make sure it never happened, man. Let's make sure it never happened. Don't call me.
Sure. I won't.
Don't call me, man.
Who
I'm going to that shit up forever.
Who jumped little nigga?
I just seen it in my head.
Motherfucking fags made his ass read these Nikes.
And every time he threw one off, I'm another one clenched off for your motherfucking ass.
No, please. That's it. I ain't got too old to fight, so fuck that.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, I mean, because I got a motherfucking, man, when I say I got a swarm of them, it's like 7-8 of them in the next building, and they all live together. Man.
That's pretty bold, man. That's fucking bold as hell.
Man, I got
bold.
I got up to go to work one morning. And dude, they was out there. I mean, they was having a party. And I'm looking like, what the fuck? I mean, there was a lot of them motherfuckers out there. I'm gonna tell you. So it was so fucked up that I'm like, look, I don't want to get into it with no motherfucker. I don't want no motherfucker saying nothing to me. I got on the passenger side and just eased on it over to the driver's side. That way it wouldn't even be no conflict. When they looked at my car, my damn truck was pulling off. Like, they don't even know who was driving the motherfucker. Like, damn, we ain't see nobody. Cause, I mean, shit, the fact that I've been like, hey, fuck you, motherfucker, fuck. I got to fight in there. I mean, because at the end of the day, let's still say this. They are men.
Yeah, yeah.
At the end of the day, that's 8 men whooping your ass.
I'd have ran all the motherfuckers over.
Yeah, not if I couldn't get to the car first. Then I'm just fucked. Probably literally. Shit.
And I don't ever want to hear that.
Well, I would have ran that motherfucker over that got his shirt tied up in a little ball on his side. I definitely would have ran that motherfucker over.
Say he's the first motherfucker you to hit.
That's the first motherfucker I'm going for. I remember that shirt.
The fucked up part is I can picture you driving on the grass and chasing this motherfucker. He just screaming, ah, help, help.
Oh, God.
I can see. Boy, it takes Jesus Christ himself to come on that passenger side and tell you to stop.
Fuck that, man. I don't mind losing the fight, but I'm not losing the fight no fag, man. Fuck that. We gonna fight forever. Every time I see you, we fighting. I'm not losing. Hey, I don't mind losing. You know what I'm saying? If you better than me, you better than me. But if you gay, you ain't gonna ever be better. That's the fight I'm not gonna lose.
Now we had one to stay in Navajo. That boy can throw some hands.
Yeah, if they can take some up their butt here, trust me, they can take a leg.
Okay.
Yeah, and I seen him personally. I mean, I seen him personally knock a couple of motherfuckers straight the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that motherfucker be fighting every time I saw him.
They got that extra.
I'll park and get out and start a fight. I'm going to win sooner or later.
Yeah, but
once I win, the fight's over. We ain't gonna fight no more once I win.
But you lost the initial fight. You lost the first one.
Let it go.
Don't nobody remember the first one. They remember the last one.
No, they remember that first one, especially if you can't ever get to the next one.
No, it's gonna be another one. I will spend the rest of my days looking for that motherfucker. It's gonna be another fight.
Let it
go. I'm gonna win.
Now, all right, well, you know what? Now, my thing about that, I mean, let me just go on record and say, I don't have a problem. I mean, if that's what you do, that's what you do. I have no problem with it. I mean, I have no problem with, you know what I'm saying? I don't even think I have a problem being a friend. I don't think I have a problem being a gay man's friend. I really don't. As long as you don't try to impose that shit off on me. Now, with that being said, our friend from Ivanhoe, he went all the way out. And I don't think I understood the concept that he thought, all right, well, we grew up together. Y'all know that I wouldn't try to come off on y'all like that. But I'm at Dairy Queen, and this motherfucker just, I see him, and I mean, like I said, he's in full drag. I mean, hair, makeup, dress, everything. And that motherfucker said my name.
Hey, Chaz.
Man, my body just cringed. I'm like, oh, Lord. No, he did just do me like this. And I'm like, what's up, man? And then, you know, damn, you know him? Man, I'll shoot every motherfucker in this goddamn car. Y'all say anything to me about this. And I meant that shit. I pulled that gun out and said, man, I'm going to tell y'all once. I grew up with him. If a motherfucker crack a joke, I swear to God, I'm going to shoot the next one. The first motherfucker say something, get shot.
That ain't cool.
Shit, I mean. Yeah, no, it wasn't cool how he played me. I mean, come on, he could have just said. He didn't have to go into the whole flaming thing. You know, he could have, hey, Cass, what's happening? You know, I still would have spoke to him. But
he was in the flaming moment. He was
right.
All dressed up in his, he was in his grandly moment.
You know how they pull their shoulders back and lean back. Hey, oh, no, you ain't do me like this, dog.
I mean, that's them. That's him now.
Yeah. I think he just went a little too far with it.
Because he said,
hi. Hey, man, let me ask you a question, dog. Let's just, we'll use Wick. Now, what if he came out and said, yo, man, I'm gay. Would you still fuck with him?
Who did you say?
Your cousin.
Yeah, I would.
Would anything change?
You said what now?
I said, would anything change? I don't know,
nah.
Man. If he came to me like that, man, I don't know, man. I don't know.
No, nah,
I think
I'd
probably look at him different.
No, it's funny because we were talking about this yesterday, and I mean, we were talking about the guy that's on the show. He came to his partner, and you know what? They've been friends, you know, they've been lifelong friends, and he told him, well, man, old girl that I've been hollering at, she's a transgender. His boy was like, well, damn, like, that kind of fucked me up, but you my boy. So, hey, you cool? If that's what you want, then I'm cool with it.
Yeah, man. That motherfucker came out and said some shit like, all I could think about is all the fucking beers we didn't share.
That's what I was about to say.
Drinking out of the same bottle. I'm drinking after you. Huh?
That's what I was going to say. I probably wouldn't be sharing no more beers.
No, yeah, that's just over with.
Nah, you.
I don't even want to hit that, dog. Go ahead. That's on you.
Yeah, that's yours now, bro. That's yours now.
Oh, you guys are horrible.
And then be stopping, motherfuckers. No, don't drink. No, no, you don't want none of that, man. You go buy another one. You don't want no, no, no.
Yeah, nah, I'm
you
know,
beyond. Motherfuckers roll up. Let me hit that with their cup. No, dog. Mm-mm. Don't do that.
Nah, I know. Like I said, I know a guy. Like I said, I do know gay people. I do know gay people in this couple of them that I am cool with. But I have never forget. I had a fifth of tequila, brand new bottle. Bill just took a hit out of it. And dude rolled up, like, all right, let me hit that. And I'm like, yeah. And I gave him the bottle without really thinking, because I'm thinking, all right, well, maybe he got a, you know, thinking he finna go get a cup. That motherfucker put that motherfucker to his lips and boop, 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 boop. There you go. Nah, y'all gonna keep that. I'm gonna give me another one.
Right. There you go, dog. Don't worry about it, man. I got another one. Go ahead. Finish that off, dog.
Right, y'all go. They like, you show? Yeah, I'm sure.
Yep, from me to you.
Right. Yeah, this is my gift from me to you, dog. Cause there's no way in hell.
Happy birthday, man. Happy early birthday.
Right. I was hot, man. I was hot than a motherfucker. All I took was a shout out. I didn't even, you know what I'm saying? I didn't even get no, like, cup. You know, I cracked it open.
Mm-hmm.
Took me a little shot. Oh, man, let me hit that. Here you go, dog. But I'm thinking, like, because, you know, we done got older now. That, you know, I'm going to be honest with y'all. If it ain't weak or if it's not father time, you not going to put your damn lips on my bottle. No, you
why are you still doing that anyway? You shouldn't be drinking
that. If I had a fifth and I grabbed it and turned it up, shit, yeah, nigga, you want to hit? Yeah. I mean, that's my
okay, problem. Well, what's the difference in your gay homeboy sucking penis and per se to your heterosexual homeboy licking butt? Would you know what I'm saying?
For the record, I don't eat no ass. My woman on the phone, she can testify to that. I ain't licking no ass.
Oh, she just hung up, dog. She just hung up, dog. We can't act. She just hung up.
Oh, ain't that a bitch. Must be trying to say something.
Oh, you got to lick this ass. Let me get
Yeah, she just hung up.
I'm not saying that you do. I'm just saying what would be the big difference. Nobody really know what they've called.
But you know what, though, Selena, you know what? On something like that, you really won't know. You don't know.
No, you're right.
Because he ain't going to tell you.
I don't even shit after me. I don't do none of that. Share cigarettes, none of that shit. I did when I was younger, but now I can just imagine what the fuck I want them to be around me. And that's all I think about. Like, nah, bitch, you know, your own cigarette. I don't want to hit that. Just in my own. Or, you know, I'm not drinking at the bottle after nobody any damn way.
Well, yeah, you right. But I mean, I'm saying, growing up, yeah, we did it. I'm not going to sit here on the phone and say, no, we didn't do it. I mean, shit, we drunk many motherfucking alcoholic beverages behind each other. I'm not going to sit here and say we didn't do it, you know. But like I said, it was very few people that I actually would do that with. And, hey, I can count on one hand.
Let me stop you, dog. Let me stop you. When we was doing that, we was all denying eating pussy anyway.
Right.
So it was cool.
Exactly.
For the record.
Yeah.
Right, for the record. We all denied it anyway. So.
Right.
Everybody denying a little something.
All right, Selena, let me ask you. You got a best friend, right? You got an ace.
Hell no.
Your ace. Y'all been cool since forever. You wouldn't drink out of her?
No. She know my dirty secrets and I know her, so we definitely be like, hell no, I bet you ain't drinking that.
We know damn well we ain't drinking and eating that for each other. No, hell no. What I'm saying, y'all been knowing each other like 30 years. We've been knowing each other for 30 years, and that's what makes us not definitely want to drink out of each other. No, we wouldn't. I know, bitch, I know who, I mean, the nuts you done swallowed. Nope. No, because we don't swallow.
I don't fucking swallow. Never.
Well, spit out whatever. I don't give a damn what you do once you get it. I ain't shit. You can gargle and spit that shit out and fall up, sir.
Hey, ain't no take back.
Right. Exactly.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying I've never been in a situation where we had to, you know, drink after each other and shit. Now, we have been at the club. She's like, I want the rest of this. I poured in my cup. But per se, drinking after, like, you know, our mouth been, although that ain't really too much difference, but.
Yeah. Really not. That's the same thing.
Right, it's really not.
Nah, it's really not. It's really not. No.
But I understand your concept. I understand what you're saying, Selene. I understand your concept.
Right, right. I would not drink after nobody. No.
Well, I'll drink after certain people. That's it. It's like four of them. That's it.
I got one friend. I don't even want to eat out her house, the entire house. I don't care what's in that motherfucker. No, I won't shit out
to
her picture right now.
But I
tell
you,
damn,
you today.
I know some people that I know some people that take their own cups and stuff whenever they go somewhere. Like, no, I don't want, yep, that, you know, kind
of
like.
I wouldn't even offer your ass shit. You brought your own cup to my crib. Can't drink out of my shit. Fuck you.
But you know, but some
you
people do that.
Shit in this motherfucker.
OCD or something. It's nothing personal towards you. Some people just do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's nothing.
I take it personal. I'll take that shit personally.
You know, I hate it. When you go to the store and your cashier got on gloves. I mean, like, I can understand if you're sick and you don't want to pass it on, or you know what I'm saying, something like that. But damn, I think that is the most impersonal, disrespectful shit ever.
That is very just. That's some bullshit.
That's why
you talking about, you talking about, let me get a shot, and then you pull out your own cup out your pocket? Oh, hell no.
I'm saying, like, hey, we drinking already, and I came in with my cup. Not saying I had it in my damn purse. Nah, I'm saying if I was drinking already, like, hey, you want some of this here? Pour it in my cup, you know. Nah, I think that is kind of rude to pull out a damn thing out your purse. Yeah,
man, right,
yeah.
Like something wrong with my dishes.
The faggot should have had his own cup, right? But the faggot should have had his own cup.
And drink.
I use Dawn, just like everybody else. My dishes get washed in Dawn. You can't drink out of my cups.
No, I do have a homegirl. She's real, you know, nasty with her mouth, and she already know whatever you eat after, you better hold on to it all day, put it in the corner. You know, don't touch nothing else.
No, but some people are just nasty. I mean, her refrigerator ain't never cleaned out, and she be in there, old mildew and all type of shit.
Mildew?
Yes.
Yeah, I have ran across a mill dude. Like, really? Why the fuck is this still in your goddamn refrigerator?
Right.
Yeah.
People are just why would I
want to
eat anything out your refrigerator?
I mean, not if it's mildew. No, seriously, dog. I done been in situations where, you know, motherfucker, like, well, let me put the beer in the refrigerator. Open the refrigerator, like, nah, I'm just going to hold on to these. You might as well just go drink these now. Because I'm not drinking. This motherfucker's going in the refrigerator. I'm not drinking no more of them.
Wait a minute. Didn't you do that at my house?
That was different. We just put the bottle. We just left the bottle outside. That's all. Okay. All right, you got to be back. You got to be back. We even.
Oh, shit. Y'all
said it. No, I wouldn't fuck with nobody if they got green shit growing in the refrigerator. That's fucked up.
If you got green shit growing anywhere and it's not a fucking herb, I'm good.
And I mean, I understand some people, you have, you know, they have roaches. Sometimes people just can't help it. When you live it with, I mean, you don't even try to get rid of the roaches, and they just your next door neighbor. I mean, well, they live in your house, so they really your roommates. And they just walking around and nobody bothers you. Don't bother you. Hell no.
Nah.
I don't even bring my.
I guess you didn't visit somebody in Navajo then. You been to Navajo crib.
Honestly. Now, by me working out there, when I used to work out there, yeah, I've seen some nasty houses. But I can honestly say, one of no houses I ever went to was nasty. Mm-hmm. Like, as far as, like, us kicking it, y'all didn't keep no nasty house. We didn't keep no nasty house. Oh, they didn't keep no nasty
just,
house.
Yeah.
I mean, it don't have to sometimes it's just the fact that because you live in those type of communities where the houses are together, sometimes, you know, you can't help but to get the roaches you right next to somebody who may have them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but now you sitting there, right, you scoop that motherfucker, you scoop the roaches off the couch like you moving the cat. Nothing wrong. No, shoot. Dad, get a shoe and chili, motherfucker.
The Ivanhoe roaches didn't even run when you cut the lights on, man.
The kids playing with the roaches with the kids playing with the roaches with their little trucks on the floor.
They don't name them and shit. No, that's just Mary.
People get offended if you kill a roaches, though, honestly.
I know. That's honestly our truth. I was over at my beautician's house, and I stopped taking all my shit in there. I told the kids, if we ever went over there with the kids, don't take y'all shoes off. You know, you're not allowed to go upstairs. You stay right down here.
And she killed them on the
west side. Honey, she had roaches in. It's like, I don't know if she was embarrassed so she wouldn't kill them or what, but ew.
No. Shit, you come over my crib, I'm going to kill that motherfucker right in front of you. Watch out, dog. Got that motherfucker.
Now, this is the
most.
And this was the worst that I saw. And this is the same house I'm talking about. I was able to take all the other shit. And, you know, I have my plan before I go in there. Don't take shit in there. You know all that. Because she used to do my hair. This one time I went over there, she had a garbage bag sitting on her floor. I don't know. You know, I'm not going to say anything about your damn garbage, but when Maggie started crawling out that motherfucker, I said, I got to go.
Maggots.
Nasty and shit. Maggots.
Oh, that bag been sitting there. That bag been sitting there a long time.
Because I said, I'm looking at the floor. You know how you think of the floor moving? I actually thought the floor was moving. I was like, girl, I have something to drink. It's so moving. And we looking at the floor, and she looking too. Looking, we both looking. Said,
oh, God. I'm itching.
Girl, you know what? You could just do my hair another day. I can't do this. This is too much.
Yeah, I'm getting a new beautician. I ain't never going back over there.
She's like the baddest bitch in the world on some hair. And be like, damn, my bitch.
Exactly. I can't even go to the house.
But you know, I think the craziest roach story that I've seen is that I was at somebody's crib. I ain't say, we ain't say no names. And I killed the roach. That wasn't you. Shut up. I killed the roach, and, you know, I thought I killed it. But the motherfucker kept going. So he was like, nah, you got to stump on these motherfuckers. So he stumped that motherfucker, right? I mean, it died and everything. And I think I turned my head, and within a matter of seconds, like a bunch of other little roaches trying to catch, look like you're trying to catch the other roach off. Like, we ain't going to let him go out like this. We couldn't do it.
Like a funeral, huh? Paul Bear. Rose Paul Bearer.
I bet you was in the
back. Like we ain't finna let Junior go out like this. Junior, no. No, Junior, we ain't let Junior go. And I mean, they commenced like they was finna carry this motherfucker off. Like they finna go carry him to the barrel. It's like,
oh, God.
Hey, I'm going to tell you a fucked up story, dog. I'm going to tell you a fucked up story. My brother came in drunk, right? Ate some cereal. This is we living in Navajo. Ate some cereal, left the box open, right? Got up the next morning, pulled a bowl of cereal, not looking, put the milk in there, crunching like a motherfucker.
Ah.
Eating roaches like a motherfucker, dog. I laugh like a motherfucker. I laugh like a motherfucker. I can see them motherfuckers crawling on the box when he pulled the cereal. I'm like, okay. I ain't gonna say shit.
I'd have whooped your ass just because you ain't tell.
I know.
Why
would you do that?
That motherfucker taking me through the projects, dog, all day. I'm running like a motherfucker, running for my life. 300 pounds, hauling ass. He ain't gonna catch me. That motherfucker was throwing up. Oh, it was funny as hell, man. That was the funniest shit ever. So what your drunk ass get. Close the box next time. You know the rules.
Right.
You can't leave shit open.
Right.
Okay,
I got a roach story. You know what, man? And I think, in your case, y'all was staying next door to Knick Knack them. So, yeah, they house was kind of messed up. See, I had crazy Carol. She was a neat freak. So, So she remember she wouldn't even let no, she wouldn't even let. Remember she used to make the little kids just throw go to the Patriot West just throw the paper away. So I think we probably got lucky because I mean, hey dog, you remember when she used to come to the door naked?
All the time.
Talking about Kara Rogers.
Well, she's cut that though. That, I mean, like, that was the first pair of real titties I ever seen.
Jeez, that's why you see always knocking on the door.
Motherfucker, just knock on the door. Hey, just sit right there. You ain't even have to knock on the door. It was like clockwork. She lift that motherfucking shade up. She butt, and we'll just sit on the porch. She opened that door, butt booty ass naked. Hey, y'all get off my porch. She just sit there just so she can tell us to get off the porch.
Got my look for today.
Yeah, got my look.
Now, did y'all ever see people like boys going in there?
Nah, only person.
Men anybody?
Yeah, no man. I've never seen a man. Her kid's father used to have to. He used to have to call the police just to get the kids. I've never seen another. And she said the only man in her house, only man allowed in her house is Jesus Christ. And she meant that shit. She meant that. And now I cannot.
She thought her house was the God that eats hell.
I don't know, but
her own nudity apparently. Her very own nakedness.
Hey, he used to be like, "Carol, I'm calling the police." And that's what you got to do. And we come to the door, butt booty ass naked when the police came. I'm in my house. Police like, ma'am, could you please sit in the car? I'm in my house. What you want?
Oh, my goodness.
Police look at us. Do she do this all the time? Mm-hmm. I remember one police lady was like, y'all get y'all little mannish asses in the house. I go in the house. I ain't got no problem. I'm going to see this shit in the next hour. All right, fuck it, girl. What you got to do, lady? She be back out in the hour.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, she was something else.
I'm
her and the ice cream lady.
Yeah.
The ice cream lady?
Yeah.
She was young.
Yeah, she can't throw naked, too. She like to get naked, too, come to that, though. I was a little older then at that
fine,
point.
Though.
Yeah, I'll try to get in now. She let me in once or twice, but she would not let me get past that, though.
Oh, by the time you know, Carol Rogers, Carol was the same. She went to the same church with Lenore. We all went to church together.
Oh. I used to love her, boy.
Look, he had to check the switchboard before he said it. I used to.
I used to love her, boy. I ain't gonna even lie, I did. I used to have the hugest crush on her.
Yeah. That you did.
Let's move on.
Hey, he can't talk about that one. Who? And y'all, I mean, seriously, y'all, I mean, we. Oh, this is the only show you know you can just get to talking about any damn thing. We done went from Jamie Foxx to Crazy Carol.
and Roach is in between.
Right.
Exactly.
Motherfucker got to pick us up. Motherfucker got to pick us up on the internet radio one day. Serious, y'all got to pick us up. I mean, we can talk about anything and have fun on this damn show.
Exactly.
It was, unbelievable. I'm telling you, shit, internet ain't ready for us yet. But when we get there, it's going to be a motherfucker. They're going to be like, God damn, wait a minute, all this is in Gary?
Motherfucker
straight out of Gary acting like this.
Gary, Indiana.
Yeah, but hey, I'm trying to get them shirts made ASAP, y'all. I get them shirts made. I'm make sure as soon as I get them made, and, hey, I'm sending them out. You said what now?
What shirt?
Trying to get these Sin City shirts made. Now, me personally, I'm trying to come up with the perfect logo. I want the perfect logo on there. You know, I want something.
You're trying
to come up
with
what? Huh?
You say you're trying to come up with what? You broke up.
Oh, I said I'm trying to come up with the perfect logo for the ladies. You know, we got, of course, we got the logo for the men, but you know, the ladies probably want something to look a little sexy here. So,
I want mine to say evil doer.
Evil doer.
Damn.
Okay. That's
doable.
Huh?
That's doable.
Don't you like that? I like that. That's what he likes, the design name and everything. Evil doer. Cause I'm an evil doer. I'm an evil.
I tried to get your picture printed on one of my shirts. They wouldn't print that motherfucker. They like, nah, we ain't printing this shit. The one where you had the one you was bent over with the orange dress on?
Oh, yeah.
You gave me that picture a long time ago.
I don't even know where that picture is. You still got that?
No.
Yeah, they won't print it on the shirts, though.
He still got it somewhere. Y'all and me know y'all be having y'all hidden picture files.
Goddamn right. Got a whole stack of them.
That motherfucker all smeared up now, though. See, you really can't tell.
Say shit.
All that Vaseline you didn't touch.
Right. It didn't touch you with the damn that Vaseline and that jersey so damn much shit. That shit. Uh-oh.
Petroleum, man. You need that petroleum in your life, dog.
Oh, Lord.
Got to have the petroleum.
Hey, you know what, I meant to ask you, did you ever do the little romance thing? Let me make sure she ain't on fire. Yeah, you ever do the little romance thing, dog?
I'm saving it, man, for weekend. The weekend we're going out of town.
Okay. Don't forget the belt now. You can't forget the belt.
Yeah, I got a nice little thing planned out. You know. Hey, we getting married, y'all. Did I tell y'all that?
Congratulations. When is it? I might be in Minnesota because I'm coming to Minnesota soon. I got to visit some people.
It's March the 7th.
Wow, that's coming up.
Yep. Like 2 weeks.
Y'all doing the Justice of the Peace? Y'all having
we doing a church thing, but it's real, 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 real small.
Okay. Yeah.
7, 8, 9, 10 people. Again, we bouncing for the weekend.
Y'all going?
Hey, y'all, there you go. I ain't even get invited. Last time I couldn't even be the best man. This time I don't even get invited. Hey,
man, it ain't like that, man.
It's cool, brother. It's cool. It's cool, man.
It ain't like that, dog.
It's cool.
No, it ain't like that, man. For real.
If it was
up to me, it would have been, but, you know, just want to do the intimate thing, man. A little small intimate thing.
Oh, okay. Whatever you say, brother.
No, man, that's the way it is, dog. I mean, you can roll if you want now. Don't get me wrong.
Wow, what an invite.
You're right. You see that shit? Yeah, if you want to come, you can come. What about that?
Hey, man, I'm just extending, man. You know what I'm saying? If you want to jump, if you want to gas up the pacer. Roll on through.
Man, I'll be driving no damn pacer.
Gonna make
you try to get to Minnesota.
Hell no, see, this cold motherfucker down there. You got to have something A1. That motherfucker cold.
It's 5 degrees right now.
See,
is this
see
my
the,
fault?
Five.
Oh, damn.
See, that Minnesota weather lets you know what's wrong with your car.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, this motherfucker's not, nah, brother, I'm not starred today. Oh, fucker. You knew you should have put a new battery in me 2 months ago.
No, what you got to do is you got to start that motherfucker up like 1 in the morning and let it run for about a half an hour. Then go to bed.
Oh,
my
anybody
God.
Got no gas for that?
Right.
Copy the
red
out of gas. Try to keep it warm.
Hell yeah,
shit. If you want that motherfucker to start the next day, you better start that bitch in the middle of the night.
Oh, my God.
You
going to
be sitting there. You're sitting there waiting on a tow truck or somebody come get you a jump.
I'm still waiting on gas.
It's cold in the mud.
That's it.
Did y'all see when it was, y'all remember when it got real, real cold about, I don't know, maybe 2-3 weeks ago, it got real cold, like all over. And y'all see the motherfuckers on the news got that cup of water and threw it in there and that shit turned into mist? It was that damn cold outside. Y'all didn't see that shit on the news? Motherfucker had a cup of water. It was so cold outside. He had a cup of water and threw it up in the air, and the shit turned into mist. No lie.
What?
It was on the news, man. I was tripping.
Wow.
It was that motherfucking cold outside. They took a T-shirt out there, and that motherfucker turned into a board in like 15 minutes. Stiff as a board.
Damn.
They get cold here, man. You know, we get that week of below zero. It was bitter. Janine, you know what I'm talking about. You used to be here.
I know. I know exactly. That's why I'm not there no more.
Hey, get just as cold everywhere else.
No,
I bet you
way colder up there.
I bet Wick Ass wasn't out there catching no bus then, was he? Little son of a bitch been high as motherfucking freeze, Pa.
Hey, man, I think he actually happy, man.
Well,
you know what I'm saying, man?
That's good.
I think you finally found somebody, man. Finally, man. He act like he kind of happy now.
Well,
that's a good thing, man. That's a good thing. Still drank, man. Came over and just drunk all my shit. That damn alcoholic.
But damn.
Yeah. Well, I mean, come on, dog. Now, in his defense, we have been known to put, when we get together, put away some liquor.
Yeah, when everybody put in on it.
Together,
you don't put in on it, and you drink until it's all gone. That's different. You know, you got to put a limit on that money. Two beers, man, that's it. Then get mad, won't leave. And you take me back.
Yeah, I'm about to say, man, you get him two beers, he going to tell you, fuck you.
He drop me back off.
Nah, you know what? He's actually going to defy you. If you say, man, all you can drink is two beers, he's going to be like, fuck you, I'm drinking that third beer. That motherfucker would defy you when it comes to that liquor. Too big. Drag you out your motherfucking mind. It would look at you like, motherfucker, I'll fight you if you tell me I can't get another one.
Who is that?
Oh, shit, that's Wick. Wick ain't no joke when it comes to bed. Hey, don't go. I only can have two beers. Yeah, the fuck if I can.
That motherfucker ain't no joke when it comes to that alcohol, boy.
That motherfucker, for real, you be like, hey, man, hey, I only got a 12-pack. You can get two. That motherfucker be like, yeah, all right, take them two down. Man, give me another motherfucking bill. Man, hold on, man.
Hold on.
I'm
going to tell y'all a story. I'm going to tell y'all. This is how serious this motherfucker is. I had went and bought a liter of gin, Seagram's gin, that bump is fake. Right?
Oh,
I got that, and I got like a liter Tanqueray, you know, sitting on my TV, you know, fool, you know, you had company, you know what I'm saying, drink a couple shots, you know. He was living with me at the time. I go to work every day. You know, I come in. I know how he like to drink. You know, I check my levels because I tell him, you know, don't fuck with this. I check my shit's at the right level, right? It's like a month later. I decided to have me a drink. Water, y'all. It's filled with water.
I knew it.
Motherfucker drunk my whole bottle and filled it with water. I'm drinking water.
And what you do?
Water with a gin kick, with a gin flavor.
Yeah, gin flavor,
yep.
Water.
I was hot than a motherfucker.
You could at least replace the bottle back in here. It had been a month.
Nah, his whole thing was you should have gave me something when I asked you.
I could just slap the
that
shit
motherfucker
out of
drank
him.
My whole bottle. I was hot as hell. I was mad than a motherfucker, boy.
That motherfucker.
And I knew it.
He serious. Hey, when it comes to that liquor, he's serious. He'll tell you, I'm telling you, you cannot. I mean, there's been times a motherfucker that looked me square in my face. I mean, he done told me many times. We done got into arguments where I actually was ready to fight, and he like, and I'm not going to fight you. Because we family. We ain't supposed to fight. Let me tell that motherfucker he only can get 2 beers out of 12-pack. That motherfucker chest a nut up. Hey, motherfucker, you going to give me another beer? Like, damn, mm-hmm. Man, you really going to fight me? Yep.
Well, maybe y'all shouldn't drink around him.
Why should I not drink? Because this motherfucker can't handle his shit.
Mm-mm.
I mean, shit is limits. If you don't put in on it, you can't expect to drink like you want to drink. You know, you're supposed to take it easy. You know, that's just natural.
Well, now, come on, dog. And let's be realistic. That's just like you bought a case of beer. I'm not going to stop at 3 beers. I'm going to keep drinking. I'm going to keep drinking until they gone.
Shit, we're gonna have a problem. But did you put in on it?
No, if I ain't put in on them still, I got you next time.
Man, you know how many times I've heard that shit?
Well,
ain't no next time.
I'm saying if it was me, dog. If it was me, I would tell you, all right, man, I got you next time. But no, I ain't finna stop. I ain't finna just drink no 2 beers.
Shit, man. I used to have to hide shit.
240s, yeah, I'll stop at 240s. Then I feel like I'm being greedy.
That motherfucker drank 4.
Oh, my God.
I had 740s. I only got 3 left. And he gone. Dirty motherfucker.
Well, you got to know, man. That's just like leaving a rooster in the hen house. If you sit there and walk away and leave some liquor right around him. He can't help it. He going to drink it. Shit, that's just like a crackhead. You leave a crackhead, you leave an 8-ball on the table and tell the crackhead, hey, don't touch that.
Right.
Now, for that first 45 minutes, he probably be like, yeah, you know, I ain't going to do, I'm going to do right.
45 minutes.
Yeah. No, I'm going to tell you. Wick whole thing is, I'm going to wait till your ass go to sleep. Now, when I know you good to sleep, I'm going to drink this shit.
Yeah,
don't let him get to playing that.
But that motherfucker drink anything, man. That motherfucker will drink anything. You know what I'm saying? You buy shit on purpose. You buy shit purposely because you know he ain't going to drink this shit. Not no fucking wine. He ain't going to drink no goddamn wine.
Man, that motherfucker drunk a whole, man, look here. He drunk the whole bottle. I'm sitting there like, this wasn't even my wine. How the fuck did you drink our wine? I just took a look. That motherfucker looked at me.
All eyes on me.
I said, this some bitch going to sit there and sing a rap to me right after he done drop this shit? And then he was so fucked up, he told me, man, I ain't drink that shit you did. I said, what the fuck you saying? That motherfucker said, man. You drunk that shit, dog. You don't remember? Well, hell, I guess I wasn't the only one drunk. You drunk, too, because you don't remember drinking it. Man, well, I knew it. I cocked back, and I was about to hit him. I'm like, you know what, man? Let me just go and get the fuck away from you because your ass is crazy. But I'm telling you, But in his mind, I don't know in his mind if he really thought that I drunk it, because that motherfucker get it in his head that, hey, he drunk it. I don't know how real that shit is, but hey.
That motherfucker, he just a G when it comes to alcohol, man. He a gangster.
Yeah,
I can't fuck with him. I can't fuck with him. He'll drink me on the table in a minute, in a heartbeat. I can't drink like that.
Yeah, because you get a little violent, too, when you get to drinking.
But see, I know my limits, though. I know if I throw up, I ain't going to pick up another beer right out of the threw up. That's gangster.
Yeah. Come on up. You're a motherfucker on a whole nother level if you can sit there, throw up, and drink, and just turn right back around and start back drinking.
Yeah.
That's gangster, dog. I ain't never seen that shit in my life.
That's
never, ever seen a motherfucker do that in my life.
I couldn't
that
even do it.
That motherfucker threw up and went right back to drinking like it wasn't shit. Like, I could drink more now. I'm good now.
Like, motherfucker, I done got rid of everything in my system. This some bullshit. I got to replenish.
Right. The average motherfucker going to lay the fuck down. I don't feel good, man. I just threw up. I just Earl. Let me go get my ass in the bed.
Right. Fuck
motherfucker. I cracked another 40. I'm like, damn. You're a gangster, man. I can't fuck with you, dog. I'm going upstairs. I can't fuck with you. You're a bad motherfucker.
I
never seen that shit in my life.
When you leave him, it's like a rooster in the hen house. That motherfucker, oh, come here, my little chickadees. That motherfucker finna test some shit up on your ass. I'm serious, man, but shit. Ladies, I'm going to tell you like this. Hey, I love Wick to death, but don't, how can I put this? Don't tease him. Do not tease him. Don't tease him and act like y'all going to give him some pussy then, don't. Because he gets highly upset. That motherfucker, man, we had a party one time, man. I guess they kept fucking with him like they was going to fuck, The girl was like she was going to fuck him when we got home. Man, she like, you know, he knew I was playing. That motherfucker said, hey, where you going? She said, I'm finna go home. Oh, no, the fuck you ain't. She ain't bring your ass up in here now. She like, oh, hell no. That motherfucker walked his ass out there, stood there, gave her that look. You know that drunk look he got? Everybody got that drunk uncle to give you that fucked up look, and you be like, what? That uncomfortable look. She be like, damn, what? That motherfucker looked at her about three times for like 3 minutes. She's like, I'm finna go. I'm not never coming back over here. That motherfucker gonna rape me. I come back over here. That motherfucker be serious. Do not get say you don't give him no pussy, man. Don't. That motherfucker do not play.
I need to have a little intervention for brother.
Right. Y'all need to just give him some pussy and quit fucking with him.
Nobody.
He's gonna get you one day, Selena.
No, he ain't. I've been asking for 5 months and I'm keeping it going.
We was at that one time, we was on 409 at the gas station. That motherfucker say, who was that? He's gonna jump in that little doors. That motherfucker was ready to roll. He's gonna jump in that doors on your ass.
He can jump in, his ass won't jump out. That I guarantee you.
Hey, him and Killer Mella Hawk was on their way straight to your car.
Me and Hawk beefing right now. Leave me alone.
Y'all, hey, you beef with everybody. That ain't nothing new.
Oh, shit. Damn, him and oh, my God.
Hey, they going to get you good.
Why got to be me?
Yeah, hell. It was you that you pulled up.
I done put a bottle to hop here once or twice already.
All right, be nice. Be nice.
I have. You don't remember.
I'll tell y'all, boy, only on Sin City, dude. Like I say, Now, how we get on 4-9? How we get on 4-9?
I don't know. And then stay off me. Shit.
We done went from Ivanhoe to 4-9. God damn. We already talked about the fact that Miller ain't got no damn hood, so we ain't got to go there.
Whatever.
They got the project, the Miller project.
They've been told that project there.
Damn, Janine. I was trying to help you out.
Well, I can live there no way, but I'm just saying, it's still a neighborhood.
For rich folks.
I lived in Glen Ryan. That was like right across the track from Aetna.
So we weren't right by the water.
Like I said. y'all don't know what I'm talking about. We got a guy, Gary, he's selling shirts for different neighborhoods. So Janine just brings it upon herself, like, ooh, do they got a Miller shirt? Ain't no damn hood out in Miller. Nobody ever had no hood in Miller. A Miller shirt. What is it going to say?
Miller Beach.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the only thing you think about. That's the only thing you think about when you're in Miller,
the beach. That's it. Whatever. And Oprah. Yeah, and Oprah. That's it.
See, Oprah made the Miller Beach famous.
Yeah. Well, Stepman
did, really. That's the point. Oprah got a beach house in Gary, Indiana.
Yeah, but they say Stepman was fucking old girl there.
What?
Oh, goodness.
For real. I mean, that's just what I heard. All right, man. She might. She could. Never know.
I don't believe that shit.
She want to get
Oprah,
away.
She got a house there, I'm telling you. Well, she used to.
I don't believe that.
When she was, this was a long time ago, like the '80s.
Yeah, she come to Gary.
She had a beach house in Miller, straight up.
I bet she ain't got it now.
Nah, he about sold it, nah.
Might
you know that's
Stepman what, probably still got it.
That's where you have the young bitch at. So Stepman. They say Stephen came out on the beach talking about where's the bitches? Where's the bitches?
he was gay too.
That would explain a lot of things. That would explain a lot of things.
Yeah, definitely. And I think Oprah's gay too.
She got $1 billion, motherfucker. We getting married. Man, I don't give a fuck.
We getting married. Putting babies in your ass every day.
And no prenup.
No prenup.
Hell no. Nah.
If you love me, you wouldn't make me sign it. That's what I would say. If you love me, why I need...
Right there.
Yeah.
No damn prenup.
I mean, what's your defense against that? If you love me, why are you making me sign this?
If you love me, you will.
I'm gonna tell you like this. I don't love you that much.
There you go.
I mean, no, I mean seriously, now, come on, now, even Selena, even you gotta agree with this. You are worth you worth billions of dollars. Now, I don't give a fuck how cute he is or how big his dick is. You ain't finna sign no motherfucking thing where he could just walk away with half your motherfucking money.
Hell no.
All right, so you gonna make him sign that prenup? Not to say he don't love you no less, but shit, motherfucker, getting people head. Hey, homie, you can get half that shit.
Straight up?
No, you can't.
How?
No, you can't. Shit.
That's what I'd be like. How can I do it, dog? How can I get half?
I ain't gonna lie. Father Time married a motherfucker billionaire. Hey, for my first question, hey, dog, did you sign a prenup? No. You didn't?
Hell to the no.
So how much is she worth? $1 billion.
I got $500 million, dog.
Notice what I'm about to say to y'all. Man, we finna divorce that bitch.
We, huh?
You notice the word we. We are, I'm about to become your attorney, motherfucker. We finna divorce this bitch. We can't let her get away with all that money.
Wait a minute, is that the one you finna marry?
Hell no.
I'm finna say,
ain't no
bitch now.
Nah, we hypothetically speaking, we said that motherfucker like Oprah, goddamn.
Oh, you know, hey, all I heard was money.
Nah, he know I'm with this.
She got $1 billion, trust me.
I mean, but actually, what would you need a prenup for? Shit, if you smart, you're gonna be stashing doing the whole damn relationship anyway.
Nah, because she could get some of that shit back. She could find that shit and. Oh, well, he been stealing, so I don't know, no. We going to
do. I wouldn't steal that much when she'll see it. I steal enough to make my ass very comfy whenever she feel like leaving.
Mm-mm. I'm going to have my lawyer on your ass like a hound dog. How much she spend a day? She went and bought some shoes for $2,000. $2,000? Oh, hell no.
She's doing
go.
All that. I wouldn't fuck with her. I won't fuck with her. She doing all
she
that.
She gotta go.
$2,000 on a pair of shoes.
Girl, your ass better go to Shoe Carnival.
You can get buy one, get one half off every day.
Goddamn right. You got a fucking problem, man. All right. Well, they cut us off. Let's get the hell out of here. All right. Lady, you got any last words for us? Other than I got a problem.
Peace and hair grease.
All right. Miss Lickstone, you got any last words?
Yes, I enjoy myself. I enjoy you all. I will talk to you all next week.
That's what's up. Janine, any last words?
Good show. It was good talking with everybody. See you all next week.
All right. All the time, what you got for me?
SinCityRadio.neen.com.
Hey, man, y'all got to check me out. I've expressed some of my poetry side. So y'all get a chance. Get on SinCityRadio.neen.com. Check out some of my poetry. Let me know what y'all think. Till next week, good people, I bid you adieu. Peace.